You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday reminded the faithful that the life of every Christian is a journey towards God and a process during which to deepen the faith. Speaking during the homily at morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope reflected on the liturgical reading of the day, in which St. Paul tells the story of salvation leading up to Jesus. Referring to Paul's preaching in the Acts of the Apostles, where the saint tells the God-fearing children of Israel about the journey of their ancestors from the Exodus from Egypt until the coming of Jesus, he said that salvation has a great and a long history, during which the Lord guided his people in good and in bad moments, in times of freedom and of slavery, in a journey populated by saints and by sinners on the road towards fullness, towards the encounter with the Lord. At the end of that journey, he said, there is Jesus, but it doesn't end there. In fact, he continued, Jesus gave us the Spirit who allows us to remember and to understand Jesus' message. And thus a second journey began, during which we were given the opportunity to deepen our faith and to understand moral teaching, the commandments. He pointed out that some things that once seemed normal are today conceived as mortal sins, like slavery and the death penalty.
Pensiamo alla schiavitù.
It was necessary, the Pope said, to move on to better understand the faith and to better understand morality. Reflecting bitterly on the fact that today there are still many slaves, at least, he said, we know that to enslave someone is to commit a mortal sin.
Ma almeno sappiamo che è peccato mortale.
And pointing out that the Church is also on a journey, he said it is full of hidden saints, and it is their holiness that will lead us to the second fullness, when the Lord will ultimately come to be all in all. Then he said there is a third fullness of the times, ours. Each of us, he explained, is on the way to the fullness of our own time. Each of us will reach the moment in which life ends, and there we must find the Lord.
Ognuno di noi è in cammino verso la pienezza del proprio tempo.
Jesus, he noted, has sent the Holy Spirit to guide us on our way. Confession, he said, is a step forward on the way to the fullness of times. And he concluded saying, God never leaves us alone on our journey, and this is his great work of mercy. I'm Linda Bordoni.